Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Life can feel like a relentless marathon sometimes, right? We're constantly bombarded with information, notifications, deadlines, and the pressure to do it all. It's enough to make anyone's head spin. But what if I told you there was a way to find joy in the everyday moments, even amidst the chaos? That's what we're diving into today. Mindful living, finding that sweet spot of presence and appreciation for the little things. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions? Like you're on autopilot, rushing from one task to the next without truly experiencing anything? Yeah, I've been there. But the truth is, joy isn't some far-off destination we have to reach. It's woven into the fabric of every single day. It's in the warmth of your morning coffee, the laughter shared with a loved one, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. Mindful living is about cultivating awareness and appreciation for these moments. It's about tuning out the noise and tuning into what truly matters. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Mindfulness? That sounds like some hippy-dippy thing. But trust me, it's not about chanting or sitting cross-legged on a mountaintop. It's a simple practice that anyone can incorporate into their daily life. Here are five key takeaways to get you started. 1. Start small. You don't have to overhaul your entire life overnight. Just pick one small thing to focus on each day. Maybe it's taking a few deep breaths before starting your workday, savoring the taste of your lunch, or simply paying attention to the sounds around you during your walk home. 2. Embrace the present moment. Our minds are constantly racing, worrying about the past, stressing about the future. But mindful living is all about anchoring ourselves in the present moment. When you find yourself caught up in thought, gently bring your attention back to your breath, your senses, or whatever you're doing right now. 3. Practice gratitude. It's easy to get caught up in what we lack, but taking a moment to appreciate what we have can make a world of difference. Each day, try jotting down 3 things you're grateful for, big or small. It could be your cozy bed, a delicious meal, or the kindness of a stranger. 4. Connect with your senses. Engage all 5 senses throughout the day. Pay attention to the smell of freshly baked bread, the texture of your favorite sweater, the sound of birds chirping. These sensory experiences can ground you in the present moment and bring a sense of peace. 5. Be kind to yourself. Mindfulness is a journey, not a destination. There will be times when your mind wanders, and that's okay. Just gently guide your attention back without judgment. Treat yourself with the same kindness and compassion you would offer a dear friend. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in something? Maybe it's reading a captivating book, listening to your favorite music, or playing a game you love. In those moments, time seems to melt away, and you feel truly present. That's the essence of mindful living, bringing that same level of focus and awareness to everyday activities. Think about it. You're probably making coffee every morning. Take that moment to really smell the rich aroma, feel the warmth of the mug in your hands, and savor each sip. Or picture yourself during a walk. Instead of just going through the motions, notice the changing colors of the leaves, the rustling of the wind, and the feeling of your feet on the ground. These seemingly small acts can transform your entire experience. Remember, joy isn't something you have to chase. It's already within reach. You just need to slow down, open your senses, and appreciate the beauty of the present moment. Okay, so let's recap. Mindfulness is all about cultivating awareness, appreciating the little things, and being present in each moment. Start small, practice gratitude, connect with your senses, and be kind to yourself. It's a journey, not a destination. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some simple ways you incorporate mindfulness into your daily life? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or tag me on social media Tap Out Podcast. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to find more joy in everyday moments. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I'll see you back here tomorrow with another episode of Tap Out of Overstimulation. Stay present, stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.